Frequencies on the colour level.
Just
literally compare frequencies of light to frequencies of sound and match them up. So we could give certain colours to sound. Frequencies of thought is quite nice.
Because we're created, so we are God. Whatever's happening in our heads, it's like that's the universe we're creating. Universe in your head. And even the conversation could be universe itself. That's how you test things, and when I say that she sings into a local cave, or a very large sort of crack in the earth, or
something. Yeah, like a glacier.
It vibrates all the way into its core, and brings out this kind of strange, kind of alien-like landscape.
Yeah, I mean, that's the landscape somewhere between the projection of the emotions and the recognition of the self.
Very close because the echo is quite Yep. So.
Actually, yeah, echo is really important, isn't it?
Oh, I can always listen to it. I can always listen to
been constructing in your better sense can then be suddenly overrun on the vines of this ancient ruin that still holds in the background. In Arcadia, ego. In Arcadia, ego.
Thank you.
in Arcadia Ego Est. In Arcadia, I was. Somewhere between the projection of the emotions and the recognition of the self.
Thank you.
But that's always something to say, he hasn't agreed to come up with a time. He may have a sudden uncanny feeling towards it. The uncanny is nothing, it's not a bad thing, it's something to be pushed away. But something that reminds us of death. or landscape somewhere between the projection of the emotions and the recognition of the self. It opens a new vista, doesn't it? Before, when you were totally identified with the emotions as they came, you thought